Connor was convicted in the 1982 beating death of a man after a drug and drink-fueled argument. Connor's lawyers say tomorrow's scheduled execution should be halted. They say Connor is, quote, intellectually disabled and therefore ineligible for the death penalty. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate points out that evidence of Connor's intellectual capabilities were not presented by his trial lawyer.
I think it's clear from this petition that there were some glaring errors that occurred at trial that really prevented Mr. Connor from having his case adequately considered by the jury.
But during the appeals process, a federal judge ruled that Connor is not intellectually disabled. If the board decides against a stay of execution, Connor would be the sixth person put to death in Georgia this year. The state put five inmates to death last year, the most since 1987. John Lawrence, WABE News.